Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
It's an open line. Whatever you want to discuss, you can give us a shout. So, the first thing, Uma Blair says Suited is Pori's best production. No. It's one of the best, but it's nowhere. There's like tens of other songs that Pori's produced that are better than that.
I say Corner. My figure's always Corner.
Bruh.
Is up there as one of
his
best.
I mean, come on.
Even
Good is better than that.
Ooh, yeah, he was on Good as well. Good is amazing. Yeah, way better.
Come on. Anyway.
Good morning, Seize the World team. Today on the open line, I just wanted to ask, remember when you guys had Zuri and Mpo, I think it was, that came through just to watch you guys do your thing? Do we have the same opportunity, or are we able to have the same opportunity as adults? I did campus radio stations years ago, but obviously I had to pivot because of life, but I'd definitely like to explore that opportunity again, and I'd like to find out if you guys are available for me to come shadow, maybe one Friday. Thank you.
Yeah, no, 100%. So you'd have to speak to Keta, maybe just arrange that. It has to be a day where we are able to accommodate you. And then you can come through and hang with us. We've had people that come through and hang with us.
Yeah, grown-ups.
Yeah, but obviously it needs to be arranged beforehand. You can't just pitch up unannounced.
What's happening? Go open live nangithi IFP namanye ama team labo wahamba ni ANC ukuthi vets ikhuphuke bafila kanjani namhlanje don't they feel ukuthi ANC ngathi babetrayile and not want to trust na when it comes to ama local government next year because labantu bayenza izinto esingazi understand how can they support this kind of movement ye ANC mara yazi ngithi I thank you lento ayiphikisile indaba ye vets.
Oh man, IFP went this far saying that a VAT increase would be good for poor people. I don't know how they meant to justify that. So, yeah, but look, as a voter, I want to say don't look at what parties say. Look at how parties act. So do they act in the best interest of you, the voter? And so, yeah, I mean, you decide, obviously, where you want to send your vote. Some people are equally dissatisfied with the parties that they voted for, right? Whether it's people that voted for MK, some people are saying MK is only standing by the sidelines, they don't do anything. Others are saying, no, the ANC is over. Others are saying, no, me now I'm going to vote for EFF. So it's up to you. We can't tell you who to vote for. All we can say is decide what you want for your future and then vote according to that. But then also look at how these parties are acting, not necessarily just what they say. Because I'm sure experience will have taught you now. You can't trust anything a politician says.
Morning, Sizwe the World. This is for open line. Ne? Why Sizwe, the price of petrol, ifana, is the same in all garages, but diesel price is not the same. Even if it's the same brand of fuel station, but the diesel price is not the same. Why? That thing has just been fascinating me.
Well, so generally, the fuel price is regulated, right? Central Energy Fund will tell you what the fuel price should be, and that's based on certain calculations that they do beforehand. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen, everybody's diesel is different. If you go and ask them what actually is in your diesel, they'll tell you this is diesel 50 or whatever. Then others will tell you, no, this is diesel. Each petrol station has their own brand of diesel. Right? In theory, it should really be the same ingredients that go into it. But where you get the diesel from, that's what makes a difference. So, for example, if you've got an inland price and then you've got a coastal price. And the reason for that is because some diesel will be imported in, right? So the guys will come. Back in the day, we used to have many refineries. I think we had 5 in the country. 7 or 5. These days, we don't have any. So let's say, for example, your diesel is coming from Abu Dhabi for whatever reason. Let's just say that, right? There are costs that are incurred when you make that diesel and bring it out. Or you can have diesel that's made here in South Africa, maybe made by Sasol, right? That diesel will come from a different port. And as you can expect, the price for that diesel will also vary. Mm. So that's why you've got a variance in like inland pricing, coastal pricing, because also logistics of getting the diesel from where it needs to go, I mean, sorry, from where it is to where it needs to go, that costs money. If you've got to transport your diesel in a truck from Durban up to here, 7 or 8 kilometers. Or if you get your diesel via pipeline, again, maybe cheaper. There's just lots of factors that go into it. So that could be the reason. And like I said, not all diesel materials are made to be the same. So, hey, it's another long weekend, eh?
40.
Back to bag. Yeah, bag.
Friday. Sizwe, I'm going to handle the question as if you're answering a grade one person. I was listening to an interview you guys from Mitra yesterday, last night, Nokai. Is it Kaya? Yeah, your other Auto friend. Saying Uguti, Sikolota Imalining, hence they had to increase the VAT because we needed to pay back the loan. Amte, le loan le, Sikolota Ban, Sibakolota Ganjani, le mali esithathile, siithathe siyenzani ngayo. Did it do what it was supposed to do?
So I don't know which loan specifically, but we owe lots of people. We owe sovereign states. We owe the IMF. As a country, you can go borrow money, even from you as an individual. We spoke about how you can lend money to the government.
The bonds, right? Yeah, government bonds.
So, ukhulumeni nawe unayikwele ni fanele nawe nje. Yebo?
You know what I like, ne?
Yeah.
Is how he says we fanela nawe. Hi Nati.
No, so because you're fine. So you fanela.
What's this way? So I just want to know about tires, ne? When you change your tires, the tire dealership, do they have to keep your tires? Pangagnigina discount nyana. The last time I went to change my tires, I was like, ang minangala matire wam, nzochala mazamba ni paragwa matire wam. I was shocked to go to how, but it's my tire, they're not giving you discount. Nyana. What do they do with those tires?
So, you've raised a very good point. Well, they're not going to give you discounts because they're not in the business officially of selling secondhand tires.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is you can take your own tires.
Yeah, you can.
And then you can go to somebody who does buy secondhand tires and you can sell them and they'll give you money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times, for example, when you hit a pothole, right? Let's say maybe you hit the pothole in your rear left tire. Now, the prudent thing to do is to change both your rear tires.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if you change just one, there's going to be an issue. Uti, the left tread is going to be higher than the right tread. Mm-hmm. Some people change all four tires. So if you do that, then you've got three tires that you can still sell. So if you can, or if you've got a place where you can store your tires, you must definitely take your tires back. And you can go sell them at a second-hand shop.
I was going to say, that is partly why they take the tires, because people don't have anywhere to store them or don't know how to dispose of them.
Yes.
So they just leave them at the dealership. But if you want your tires, you're more than welcome to take your tires.
Also carrying tires. If you're driving a small car.
Imagine so far I'm a
tarifo. Uzo afara. Tua putini. Amanyefune ngashale peksit. Ayiki deso heza. At least, I mean, what can you do? Now, it's an open line. It's a Friday. Whatever you want to discuss. Let's go.
On the street, on the air. She's Sol. Hey, in the Aldrian, Sampier, and no Karen. Road rage. Hey, we need to discuss this, guys. Career gone.
Yeah, so career aside, road rage is something you shouldn't partake in, even if you're not in the public eye. You never know what sort of a day a person's having. So when you go there, you start a fight with them, you get out your car to go confront them.
But sometimes people get out their cars because they can tell that the other person is weaker. They might not do anything. I'm wondering if Eldrin would have behaved like that if it was a dude who had pulled a middle finger to him. You know, it was so sad to watch. It takes years to earn a reputation and credibility. And you're going to throw it like that just because you are angry someone pulled a middle finger? Sometimes be the bigger person. And walk away with your reputation intact, really, man.
Well, I mean, look, you got to look at it and just go, even if it was a smaller person or a bigger person, literally, if you just drive by, that's it. The incident is over.
Yeah.
You'll probably never ever see this person again.
Me, I get angry in my car. I never leave my car. I do get really angry. I do have road rage, but I don't step out the car, man. Anything can happen when you step out the car.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Sis and the team. On that petrol and diesel price, I used to work at a fuel station. I once asked my manager, And he was like, only petrol is regulated, diesel is not. So that's why you can set your own price, because Labeng 7 they used to have a special, I think they deduct 50 cents per liter on certain days. So only...
Yeah, so the Central Energy Fund, and I suppose the government as a whole, regulates the ingredients that go into making the diesel. But the retail price, like we were saying, can vary. Another thing is, and this is now getting into technical delivery and aspects of diesel delivery. When you are a diesel vendor or a diesel supplier, the person that you get your diesel from can give you what's called a rebate. So they'll say, we'll give you diesel at, I don't know, price less 30 cents or price less 50 cents. And the bigger your rebate, obviously, the cheaper you're able to then pass it on to the person who's buying and the end user. So you want to say something?
No, I was saying, makes sense now it's not regulated. Last year, there were 70 fuel stations found to be selling fake diesel.
Well, yeah. You see, that's another thing. It's called Matola fuel.
Yes.
Which is, it's spiked. And there's lots of things that go into this diesel trade. We haven't got the time to get into all of it.
I mean, I'm going to go to the last year. I'm going to go to the last year. Premier was simple malang of nigger investigates about ama laptop at 2 million ama laptop by 22. Gwenzegan, is that possible? Is it possible? Going to mang balang at suits mang divide the 2 million ama laptop all 22. Should see 90,000 laptop period. In conny danger of veiling.
Yeah, that story is very true. The investigation is still ongoing, but I think a head will roll there.
Yeah, but I think the laptop they bought, they called them the Dell XPS, and literally they won't take a lot for like 91,000. So there are laptops that cost that much.
Mm.
My name is the World Team. Sizwe, on today's open line, I came across a tweet yesterday. It was a picture, and they were asking that if we were to have you as a minister, which portfolio do you think it's suitable? People had obviously their different opinions, ne? So kibutsa wena straight, ne? Hore, if you were to be a minister, unotloba ka ba minister wa e. And please don't tell me, hey, you don't want to be a minister, but yeah, that I know.
You're right, I don't want to be a minister. But if I was, I'd be a minister of education. That is the beginning of solving all of our problems. Long-term solution, but that's the beginning.
Open line. Open line on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.